Good afternoon. I'm Bob DiCataldo. I reside in Anchors Run at 29712 Flag Officer Court. Full disclosure, I am the only resident board of director currently, but I'm here in my individual capacity to support this application with one caveat, maybe two. We've been there now 2 years since we signed our contract. It'll be 3 years coming this summer when we would like to be able to use the pool amenity specifically. And to that end, I would encourage the commission to add a requirement to what I believe is now new Q, which is the number of permits. I heard counsel correctly earlier. Yes, okay. That there be a date certain put in that, and similar to what you did with Anchor, with Welch's Pond, it was the whatever their number of permit was, or the 31st, whichever is earlier. The concern being, once this is approved, if it's approved, the 60% rule that's in the ordinance would increase the number of eligible permits to them should they seek it to over 211. It's another 50-odd permits from where we are right now. Given housing, mortgage rates, any of those things, have no idea how far out into the future that number could be. And that's why I'm here asking for a more specific date to ensure that those amenities are ready for the 88, I think we're probably close to 100 homes now, come this summer. And I applaud Insight with respect to addressing some of the concerns that were brought up, you know, through the resident meetings and having, you know, dug out the old pool and expanded the new pool. That didn't come cheap, I am sure, and that's appreciated. And the only other thing that I would like to address, I know some of my neighbors are here who are not happy with the pickleball location. I support the pickleball courts where they are, but I will say that there are things that can be done to mitigate what are going to be the sound concerns primarily, which have been the paper for who knows how long. There can be, you know, landscaping that can be done in the area. One of my neighbors sent me something about acoustical fencing that will absorb sound. And then, you know, the homeowners association can create rules. You know, we're not going to have the Midnight Madness pickleball tournament, things like that. And then the other thing is the United States Pickleball Association, which I have looked up, is working to create quieter equipment. So there are now foam pickleballs. There are foam paddles, all designed to mitigate sound. Those are all things that could be considered. I thank you for your time.
All right, sir, we thank you.
I have to say this. I think this is the first time we've ever had a whole project depending on a pickleball court.
Well, it's a thing, that's for sure. It's a thing.
Can I just say one thing briefly? It's to provide information that he is looking for.
Go ahead.
We'd like to get the man that just spoke an answer as to a possible date, but we need to check with someone with Insight that's not here. Could we possibly leave the record open for that purpose?
Yeah.
No, it's just challenging, obviously, to know a specific date. We normally tie it to permit, and so.
The notion of the moving out the number of units with the 60% rule is something that I know has occurred to the commission that would not be fair to the folks who are there now to keep moving the goalposts.
Right.
So we're probably going to want to keep goalposts where they are, and having a date certainly would be something useful for us to know. So
understood. Thank you.
And also, just Mr. Whitehouse pulled these up. It looks like building permits that have been pulled so far.
Great. 135.
135, yeah. So we're very close to the 159.
Okay. All right. Anybody else in favor?